talking this morning about Santa's Deb. Now, Santa's Deb is a woman who lives in a friend of mine's neighborhood. And we discovered her because, well, we walked out one day, and there she was, painting on her red Ford van some kind of weird picture of, like, doves coming out of a wreath or some kind of weird twisted thing. I couldn't get close enough to it without looking like I was laughing at, you know, how much of a disaster it was. So I found out the last time this weekend when I was in KC, found out that she has a website for Santa's Deb. It's at santasdeb.com. Of course, I'll also put the link up on mattstukes.com once we get the show concluded and get our daily clips up there. She is insane. Let me read you once again just to update you on this whole deal. Here's her site. It starts off at the very top. It already looks fishy. Santa's Deb at Wiggles and Wags Pro Dog Grooming, 1015 East 55th Street, Kansas City, Missouri, 64110. And it says, ho, 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 welcome to my site. It won't be long until Christmas is here. That's why Santa's Deb is getting a head start to help out Santa Claus. Coming soon, you'll be able to order her surprise transitional gifts and creations and keepsakes. Read Santa's Deb delightful, uplifting children's stories that will keep giving and blessing. To find out what makes Santa's Deb book so special, at the bottom of the page is her first email. They say when the prayers go up, the blessings come down. Amen. It just doesn't make any sense. Sentence to sentence, it doesn't flow. With God, I've learned anything is possible. To my pastors and prophet and close friends, to the one who made everything come true, my dear Heavenly Father God, I love you all in the Lord. To my sea, I love you. To everyone who reads my website, may God bless you and give you the desires of your heart. Amen. And then you can email her and get some, what I presume is a psychotic response from her. And then, I guess we're to assume that this comes from Santa Claus, because it says from Santa Claus. Dear Santa's Deb, well, the elves and animals and reindeer think you're the best dog groomer. I'm going to have to buy everyone your book. Don't forget to autograph them, Mrs. C said. The North Pole is quite a ways from Kansas City. Santa's Deb, Santa and I think you're the best, you know that. This is from Santa, and it says, Santa and I think you're the best. We love you and miss you. When are going to come back to the North Pole? In Jesus Christ's name, Santa Claus. Amen, amen. Amen. P.S. Ho, ho, ho. Hallelujah, you finally did your webpage.
Wow.
Followed by dog grooming by appointments only. And her cell phone number and her contact information and everything. And this is just, this is the entire site. You can't click into anything except to email her. This is it. So it's just this frightening thing. I don't know what she's hoping to accomplish by having this on there. If you're like, oh, I'm going to check back every other day to see what's going on with Santa's Deb. And then we happen to drive past the dog grooming place, and she has the outside of it all decorated up in wreaths and whatnot. So if you have someone that's psychotic like this, the question is, don't they have any friends that could let them know, hey, you're really, really incredibly weird? Or at that point, do you just give up and say, you know what? They are what they are. I can't change them. Let's just let them be their lunatic selves. We'll just ignore it and do our own thing. What do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Ted McCaskey. How you doing?
Hey, man. It's been a long time. What's been up?
Oh, not a whole lot. Been working. Trying to stay cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, I tell you, my sister's crazy. Every time we go there to the Walmart, she gets in an argument with one of the greeters, and, well, she damn near slapped one of them one time.
I could see somebody doing that. What for?
She said he was getting all grabby on her. I said, you know, hey, sis, he's a 95-year-old senior citizen with a cane. just trying to give you a buggy. Be nice.
Oh, that's messed up, man.
I guess I better stay out of that one. I hope she's not listening.
Yeah, you're busted otherwise. Good stuff, man. You need to start calling us back more often. We miss you.
Oh, you bet. I'm back in the area.
All right, well, good stuff, dude.
Take her easy.
See ya. Hey there, you think you can call someone out on being a crazy?
It's a good thing to do, yeah, but there's just not enough time in the day for me to do it.
Do you know too many crazies?
I hang around crazy people to make me feel good about myself.
So
it makes me feel normal.
Elevate yourself by comparison.
Yeah.
It's the marginally good-looking chick hanging out with the horrifying person who looks like the mom from Goonies, yeah.
Pretty much.
By comparison, I'm smoking.
Whatever you got to do, you know?